and a lot of questions today about just how safe we are when we fly after more officials, especially in Britain, but also here in the U.S., point toward a bomb as the possible cause of that crash on Saturday that killed 224 people, many of them tourists, returning from vacations in Sharm el-Sheikh.
But after meeting in London today with British Prime Minister David Cameron, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said security officials from the U.K. checked the airport at Sharm el-Sheikh 10 months ago and said it was okay. The men met after Cameron said earlier that though it isn't certain that the Russian plane was brought down by a bomb, it looked likely and the right thing to do is suspend flights between the two countries. Marcus Weisgerber is a reporter for Defense One in Washington. And Marcus, Russian President Putin also told Cameron today to hold off on speculation until an official probe. But what are you hearing about the possibility that's been raised not just by the British but by U.S. intelligence that there might have been a bomb aboard that flight?
Well, we're hearing a lot of the same, but remember, U.S. officials like the British are being very cautious in what they're saying, or I should say, U.S. officials are being a little more cautious. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter actually just a little bit ago told ABC News that a bomb could be the possible reason. Now, there are only a handful of things that this can actually be that have brought this plane down. But again, just like the Brits, the U.S. officials now are starting to lean toward a bomb being the cause.
Using words like likely. And yes, it could still be found that it was a technical difficulty that caused this crash. But U.S. intelligence officials are pointing to a video that was allegedly taken by an ISIS affiliate on the ground in the Sinai Peninsula. What do we know about that video?
Well, no, it hasn't been authenticated yet, but what it appears to show is a plane flying through the sky and then some sort of explosion, some sort of black cloud comes out of it. Now, it's a grainy video. Remember, if it is authentic, it was taken from very far away. That plane was about 5 miles in the air.
Yeah. This is, of course, raising questions about airport security. How would a bomb get aboard a flight if indeed that happened? British Transport Secretary Patrick McLaughlin told the House of Commons that Egypt needs to tighten airport security measures before British flights will resume to the Sinai Peninsula. Let's listen to some of what he said.
This could, for example, include different arrangements for handling luggage. Beyond that, we are working with the Egyptians and the airlines to put in place long-term sustainable measures to ensure our flights remain safe.
Marcus, and other airline authorities have made the suggestion today that things like handling luggage are quite different from passengers and pilot and crew that have to get on a plane and go through intense security. What is the difference?
Well, the employees at airports in the U.S. and in airports around the world, they're all vetted in advance. But security here in the U.S. is clearly tighter. But these people, when you're cleared to go in, it's like if you're cleared to go in a government building or something else, a lot of times you don't even pass through a metal detector or anything like that. So as long as you're pre-cleared, you could just get in. So as the case is here, you could just possibly pay somebody off, and one day they just go ahead and do something nefarious.
Well, let me make sure I've heard what you said. So people who enter airports to actually come in contact with airplanes don't ever have to go through the kinds of security that passengers do.
Not in all cases. And around the world, it actually is very different than here in the U.S. Now, security, say, I was in Abu Dhabi earlier this year, and now the flights from the U.S. flights to the U.S., I should say, back to the United States, the passengers and everyone involved with those flights go through a more additional layer of security than, say, if a plane was going somewhere else.
Yeah. Talk about the geopolitics of this. We talked to an analyst who said that this underscores Russia's role in fighting ISIS in Syria. Now, of course, the U.S. has been claiming that Russia isn't targeting ISIS in Syria as much as it is targeting others who are against the Assad regime. Does this underscore that maybe Russia is targeting ISIS in Syria?
Well, U.S. officials still say no in that case, but it should be interesting to see whether or not if ISIS is responsible for this, if Russia does change some of its tactics. Now, remember, U.S. officials are saying Russia is bombing rebels who are anti the Assad government. Now, whether or not this plane was actually brought down by ISIS could in turn shift their focus to ISIS.
And Marcus, is anybody else suggesting that there might be other insurgents on the ground in the Sinai Peninsula other than ISIS that might have something, yeah.
Well, there's all sorts of militant groups across the Middle East, northern Africa, and they do have weapons. They do have stuff. There have been reports that they have weapons such as shoulder fired Stinger missiles. Now, those weapons they could take down something low flying. It's unlikely that a shoulder fired rocket would be able to reach up as high as a plane flying at 30,000 feet.
But again, they might, somebody with a grudge against, for instance, the Egyptian government, might be able to board a plane with something or have somebody working in an airport to fix something to a plane, if in fact that's what happened.
Correct. And it's also important to remember the FAA has actually put a warning out to all aircraft flying in the Sinai region. And it specifically does warn about stuff like these shoulder-fired rockets.
Right. Marcus Weisgerber of Defense One, thanks as always.
Thank you.